Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, Kevin Hurd graces us with his presence today with Dave Ritchie here at the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And this is Friday. That means Bob and I are going to Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
But they have the most delicious pickles a person could ever want to tickle their taste buds with.
Oh.
And I can't believe that Kevin Hurd, on his way to Hollidaysburg, stopping at the Chateau, didn't bring you, Steve, oodles of pickles.
I don't know.
I believe it.
Cody, thank you. Cody, thank you for confirming what we know.
Yeah, I try to be so nice to Kevin. Hey, by the way, two sporting events of local interest tomorrow. First of all, Bucknell basketball, they host Fairfield at 2 o'clock. Game will be heard on Eagle 107, I think kickoff or pregame show at 1:30. And then tomorrow afternoon, Shikellamy Wrestling, the Braves wrestling team goes down to Manheim, north of Lancaster,
right,
for the Manheim tournament. Steve Williams be making the drive down to Amish country with the Braves competing in that tournament.
Right, and that's coming up. Lady Lion basketball is Hartford coming up, and the wrestling team will go to the Southern Scuffle in Tennessee to start the new year. Men's basketball team, of course, has fifth-ranked Michigan State in the Jordan Center on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We're on beginning at 4:30 at the end of this show.
So we go right from the Steve Jones Show to the Penn State pregame show. And then right into the basketball game.
Right into it. So we're just going to fly from one to another on Tuesday. So
that'll be fun.
Right. Oh, I think this is a big game. I mean, you're talking about the fifth-ranked team in the country here.
I remember last year a third-ranked team from the same state came into the Bryce Jordan, and when they left, they didn't leave as the third-ranked team.
Right, exactly. So that's what you have. And after that, then they go to Illinois for the next game. Then the third game is with Indiana. This is how they start out the Big Ten schedule.
Bunch of cupcakes.
There's not enough thunder in the early part of the schedule. I think they ought to go on, like, maybe schedule Kansas or somebody to just kind of throw them in there. And, of course, the big buzz is about Bill O'Brien.
All right.
Without question. There are reports circulating that he will sit down and talk with the Houston Texans. NFL Network, Ian Rappaport reporting it. Now, of course, Twitter has blown up about this. As usual, it's out of control. You know what? He's a 44-year-old man who has a responsibility to his family as to what he wants to do here. And it has never hurt anybody on the planet, in the working world, to ever sit down and listen to what somebody else has to say. Now, you may sit down, listen to what they have to say, and love it, and it confirms in your mind that that's the step you want to take. Or you may sit down, and as good as it may sound, it may confirm in your mind you're in the right place now. That's fine. Either way, it never hurts to sit there and listen. He owes it to Colleen, he owes it to Michael, and he owes it to Jack to sit down and listen to what they have to say, whether it's Bob McNair at Houston or somebody else.
Steve, there's a contrary view out there that's, I think, strong from many quarters that just says... You also, there's another group of people you have to be fair to. You went out and recruited a bunch of kids to come to Penn State, and you have to, and you, you know, promised them certain things about coming to Penn State, and you have a bit of a responsibility to them to maybe see that through as well. And that's maybe not my personal opinion, but I'm seeing a lot of that on the same social media areas that you probably are.
But you don't know what he told them. You don't. Yeah. None of us knows what he has said to them, or to anybody in the current team or in the staff. Yeah. He may have said nothing to them. It's one thing that Joe Paterno, when he sat down and talked with recruits, he promised them nothing except getting a good education. He didn't promise them playing time, didn't promise them to start, anything like that. Now, they would ask, how long are you going to be there? Because especially in his later years, they'd want to know, I mean, how long are you going to be there? And he'd always tell them, I'm going to be there another 4 to 5 years. And he kept repeatedly fulfilling that.
Yes.
Obviously until there was an ending. It wasn't the ending that obviously all of us thought he was going to have. But still, you know, that's what he did. Now, for Bill O'Brien, when he sits down and he talks to a recruit, talks to the family, I'm sure it's somebody among the 18 verbal commitments and then the two others they have that are coming in early, including a junior college player, that maybe somebody did bring up, hey, look, we always hear rumors about you going to the NFL. Yeah. Are you going? Now, he may have told them, no, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, taking an interview here or there may lead to him leaving to go to the NFL, or at the same time may just allow that avenue to still be open, that when he decides maybe down the road that he still would love to try the NFL, that because he's interviewed before, that means he hasn't shut the door on them. Well, and I think, and sometimes that's important to make sure you don't shut doors either. So, look, I think we ought to just take the next couple of weeks here, watch the process play out, and not assume his mindset and not assume his priorities.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I don't subscribe to the belief, Steve, that just because NFL.com said it, that it's true. I just don't.
I don't. Well, I think when you're looking at certain guys, let's take Adam Schefter, Chris Mortensen, Ian Rappaport, those three. A lot of times their information is pretty good. And I think we have to give them credit for working the phones, being in touch with, you know, people. And, you know, they work their sources pretty hard.
Sure.
How about that?
I think one thing is on Bill O'Brien's part, if let's just say the stories are true, I agree with you wholeheartedly. There's absolutely nothing wrong with sitting down and chatting with an owner of a team. You don't want doors shut and barred because you get a reputation of not talking to anybody.
Right.
And there's also nothing wrong with interviewing for a job just to work on what you need to work on, so when you do get the interview for the right job, you're prepared for it. There's not a lot of training on how to interview for the job of a head coach of an NFL team.
He's put himself in a great position where people want to talk with him.
That's for sure.
Okay, that's great. That's fine. But I think the worst thing that people can do is, number one, make a quick judgment about what he's doing. And number two, don't assume what his mindset is. Right. Don't assume what his mindset is as to what he's doing. You're not inside his head. You're not inside his home. You are literally on the outside looking in. Now, do you want assurance as a fan, as a season ticket holder, that he's going to be there next year, the year after, and so forth? Yeah, you would love to have that assurance. Of course you would. Because they've started to build something here under him that looks like it has a chance to be pretty special.
I think, Steve, that there's a little twist on that. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Penn State fans within the boundaries of the Commonwealth and far beyond it had their hearts broken 2 years ago.
Right.
They really did. And those hearts have slowly mended over the last, say, 12 months to 15 months.
I think you're making a good point here, Bob.
And they don't want to have their hearts broken again, because everyone that was a Penn State fan adored Joe Paterno, I believe. Oh, they criticized his play calling, they criticized his player personnel, etc. But in their hearts of hearts, they had a great deal of pride in him as the coach.
And respected him.
And so their hearts were broken. And now you see what Bill O'Brien has started to build, as you've said, and things are going in such a great direction. Things talk about being in the depths of Hades and coming out of that. And now to have your heart broken again, it's, you know, you can only have your heart broken so many times. And I think that's
right.
The fear that folks have. They've invested a lot. As you know, when you talk to fans all over the place, people are really invested in Penn State because they do things the right way, because
they
hire great coaches with integrity. And to lose two in 24 months or so is heartbreaking.
If that were to happen, yeah, it would be a big blow. I mean, it would take a little bit for people to recover from losing a second coach that finally seemed to have some footing recruiting-wise, sanctions being lifted, so forth. To be honest with you, Bill O'Brien gives me all the impression that if he were to stay, he'd be one heck of a coach here.
Oh,
I mean, had a full shot, he'd be a heck of a coach here, and Penn State would be in great shape. But again, let's...
Yeah, I think you have to let it play out.
Look, the last time I got called about something, I talked with the people. And I did it out of respect and courtesy for the fact, and I was complimented they called. But I wasn't going to leave here, especially at that particular point. I kind of thought, like, well, gee, you know, because their theory was, hey, look, do you want to stick around there with everything you've got going, you know, with everything that's happened there? That was the theory. Okay?
Sure.
And I said, yeah, I really do in the end. Because I know, This is the place I want to be.
Sure, and the chance to work with Kevin Herr probably clinched the deal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but I wasn't going to turn down talking to them because they wanted to talk to me. So I listened to what they had to say. But, you know, it didn't really take me long to say, you know, this is where I want to be.
I think when you were – let's parallel that, Steve, to your conversation here on the Steve Jones Show about the – Texas job and Mack Brown leaving, where your point was, oh, it's all good and well to get rid of Mack Brown, although, you know, he can resign. But until you have somebody better coming in, what are you doing?
And yeah, that's that's always been my point about that. Okay, you want to get rid of me. Who is it you're bringing in to take my place?
Yeah. So I think this, that whatever Bill O'Brien does in the future, I don't think any of us, other than maybe even Bill O'Brien, and he may not know, but there's always other people out there. There are other great coaches waiting to become great coaches. They just haven't had the time or the opportunity. And, you know, athletic director Dave Joyner found this guy, and it's just made a whole university and Nittany Nation very proud that he's the coach of the Lions. And there are other people out there.
And that's the entire... I just go back to the fact, let's not make any assumptions about what his mindset happens to be. Let's not make that assumption. Don't, you know, try and put yourself into his shoes. Well, he's thinking this about this, and this. All I know is that in his current job, he has recruited very, very hard to get not only the 14 class, but he's also worked very hard on 15 and 16. He has worked very hard on scheduling for the future here as well. So, yeah. I mean, there's certain things that he's done that he has been able to throw his heart and soul into his current job. Is he entitled as a 44-year-old man who's the father of two to look to make sure that he is in the best situation possible for his family? Yes, he's entitled to do that. And for him, that decision may be, you know what, this is perfect for me, let's go,
yep,
or perfect for us, let's go. Or he may sit back after listening and saying, you know what, where I am right now is perfect for me.
As I said earlier, I don't think he's leaving because I don't think the Irish will allow that to happen, because he scheduled that game in Dublin against a guy whose name is O'Leary.
Right.
And the Irish wouldn't take very well to the fact that an Irishman like O'Brien was not going to be at Croke Park come late August of 2014. I don't think they would let him, frankly. I think some people from Ireland would make Bill O'Brien an offer he couldn't refuse, and he'll still be at Penn State, at least through the first game of the season at the Croke Classic.
Well, he's got a very good contract at Penn State. There's no question about that. So he has that. And so he knows he already has that in the bank and feels good about that. Okay, now we got to find out, you know, whether or not, you know, there's an offer that's better, that's really great for his family. And that's what we have to find out.
Well, you know, the other thing is this. I suffer from insomnia some nights, and I'll turn on the TV, and I think I said earlier, I was watching the Big Ten Network and watching the Michigan-Penn State 4-overtime victory. Is there any more exhilaration that a coach can have than being the winning coach in a game like that? I don't think so.
No, there are very few moments like that, and there are very few games like that. I mean, I've announced a lot of games, and it's one of the more special games I've been able to witness.
It really, absolutely. And you're the head coach with those young men that you've just coached to come through. I don't think you get that same feeling ever in the NFL. Now, maybe winning a Super Bowl would be something like, but I don't think so. And maybe what people ought to do is say to Bill O'Brien, Bill, before you sign on the dotted line with somebody else, can we show you the replay of the final 2 minutes of the Penn State-Michigan game just to refresh your recollection about what that feels like? Because
well,
I don't think there's anything more euphoric for a coach than what happened at the end of that game.
Mm-hmm.
110,000 people cheering, lining up in the end zone to sing the alma mater, arm in arm with your Warriors and the student body and the blue band. I don't think there's a better feeling in the world that you can have.
Well, you know what? He knows that feeling.
She sure does.
And he also knows the feeling of what it's like to coach professionals.
Sure.
So, I mean, so he's best equipped to make that judgment as to what his personal feeling happens to be. Need to take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, inspected and with a clean Carfax, just $19,378. 2011 Kia Sorento LX, $17,523. 2006 Mercury Grand Marquis, LS Premium, sure to sell fast at $9,495. 2011 Subaru Legacy Limited with power moonroof, $19,780. 2010 Ford F-150 XLT, a real workhorse with new tires. Lowest price promise, $26,897. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
I'm Dan Patrick, and I'd like to congratulate News Radio 1070 WKOK on their 80th anniversary of broadcasting. This is WKOK Sunbury.
Welcome back. Great to Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Head to the bottom of the hour here and news with Ali Stevens here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones, Bob Buehner, Kevin, and the Chief Dave Ritchie on their way to Hollidaysburg. In fact, they'll probably be there in about a half an hour to set up for tonight's Shikellamy-Hollidaysburg showdown. And you'll hear it right here at 6:30 on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Ah, yes. A wide array of beverages. Beer. Snacks. Fresh hot roasted peanuts. Pickle bar. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Time to stock up for the weekend. Bob and I close out the week for you in a few moments. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Allie's next with the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, final half hour for the week. Catch up to date here on the bowl game taking place today. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about Bill O'Brien. It's the hot topic.
It is.
As we know. Too many people making too many assumptions because he's kept this close to the vest. Marshall leads Maryland 17-13 with 13 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Hey, Steve, you know, Cody, Jade's here this afternoon sitting in the Kevin Hurst seat manning the board. And I don't know if you probably don't know this, but she and I share a passion for one sport, and she's very good at it and actually plays it.
I do. We play rugby.
Yes.
Can you imagine she, Cody, out there just going against the All Blacks and things like that?
I don't know about the All Blacks.
I think that, first of all, it's a great sport, and I think it's great that you're both big fans and heavily involved. I think that's terrific.
Earlier this year, Cody and I had a big discussion. She went down to Philadelphia to see the national rugby team of the United States called the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They played New Zealand's number two team, the Maori All Blacks. And their All Blacks name comes from the fact that their uniforms are all black, not that the players are all
right.
black.
Right.
But they're all black uniforms. And, you know, I was told by Sarah Bartlett it took everything that her friends that went with the game to hold her back from jumping out on the pitch.
What interested you in rugby?
Me? Well, I played football when I was younger on the the boys team. And then when I got to high school, my parents said I couldn't play anymore. So I noticed there was a rugby team forming in the Halifax area. So I started driving to Halifax every day to play rugby. And I played 9 seasons as number 9.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's actually one of the hotter sports on the collegiate level,
mm-hmm.
where more and more varsity, instead of club, but varsity rugby teams have been formed. Now, the Penn State women's rugby team has been national champions on the club level.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be a great varsity sport here, but you already have 31, so there's only so far you can go.
Right.
What it's really good for, in one sense, Steve, is the balance in athletics that Title IX requires between mm-hmm. men's and women's sports, because, Cody, correct me if I'm wrong, but it does take a few more women on a sporting team than just 15 for rugby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's always getting injured, so you need a few reserves on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I used to love football so much, and I used to be obsessed with the Cowboys, but since I started playing rugby, I get confused watching the football games now. I keep thinking, why did he not touch the ball down when he got to the end zone?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great that you have a passion for it. It's a great sport. My late friend who actually was the district attorney here before Ray Grecar, Lee Nallo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lee and I were the best of friends, and I delivered the eulogy at Lee's funeral. I'm going back, what, 9, 10 years ago now, Bob. He was a huge rugby fan, loved rugby.
If I'm not mistaken, did he not go to Dickinson School of Law?
He did.
And I know that he played rugby with a few of my friends, and I actually played against him. Carlisle had a rugby team, and he played on that team. Yeah.
Yes, he did. And he loved.
He was an ox, wasn't he?
Yes, an absolute passion for the sport, and loved it very much. So between Cody and Bob and Lee, you're talking about great rugby fans, and there are a lot of people that really, really love that sport. And I think it would be a very good varsity sport to have. The problem is you're at 31 right now here, and it's awfully difficult to do that at this stage.
And I will be going to the Rugby World Cup in 2015, but the big story, Steve and Cody, I think I shared this with Cody, New Zealand All Blacks, who are the defending world champions, ranked number one in the world, finished all of 2013 undefeated in international competition and lost one match in 2012, are probably coming to the east coast of the United States next November before they go over to Europe to play 3 or 4 matches. So we think it'll either be Philadelphia or New York, and we're getting ready. I have my All Blacks jersey.
Yep, I have mine ready too. I heard that Bob might take me. So.
I'm playing. Cody and I are heading down to wherever the All Blacks are.
Yep.
And I'll be actually in New Zealand January the 23rd through the end of February. Going to go over there for the cricket season, Steve. And you and I will have that discussion about cricket. I'll explain it to you someday.
I really don't want it explained to me.
Listen, here's what it is. It's 5 days of a picnic and drinking beverages from Brewer's Outlet. That's all you need to know.
Yes, love Brewer's Outlet, exactly. Of course.
If they played cricket around here, Brewer's Outlet would not have enough beverages.
Oh, I believe that, yes. Brewer's Outlet, of course, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the beverage supermarket. And you name it, they have it at Brewer's Outlet. All right, as we roll through. Bill O'Brien, of course, the big story. CBS and the NFL Network reporting that he will interview with the Houston Texans. Again, you know, Penn State fans have not had to go through this. That's a big part of this. Haven't had to go through this since the early 70s when Joe Paterno finally had that line in the sand moment with the New England Patriots. And you know, and that at that point, once he said no to that, he was done. He was done, and he wasn't really bothered after that. He just wasn't, and that ended that.
And he was offered 5% of the New England Patriots,
$1 million plus 5% of the team, control of the team, and so forth. He had control of all that.
How much is that 5% worth in today's prices?
A lot
of money.
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to tell you what 5% of what Bob Kraft has. But you know what? Joe was of similar experience and similar age when all of this happened. I think what he was offered in, 1973? 72, 73?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, Joe would have been, in 72, Joe would have been 46 years old. Bill's 44. All right, so that's just, because it happened so long ago, people forget that. I mean, they forget that because of how long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, people are not good at recalling history, but as you've said, and I agree with you, history is the best predictor of the future. And you have to know your past to know what the future is, what's in store in the future.
You know, and this is something where for, you know, Joe, he finally made up his mind that this is the place he absolutely wants to be. And it turned out to be one incredible ride for him. Okay. Well, Bill O'Brien is his own man. He has a family he has to think of. He is, you know, 44 years old, and he's got to decide as to whether this is the place he wants to be, where he can really make his mark and affect lives, or whether he has an opportunity for big money where he can make his mark and affect lives on that level. It's what he has to decide, and it's something that only he knows. It's something that only he knows.
And he's the one person no one's heard from as this discussion goes on in the social media and on NFL.com, etc.
Well, and nor will you.
No.
I don't think you're going to hear a word from him.
He plays it very close to the vest.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear a word from him about this. This is something you go through, and he does a very, very good job of keeping things, whether it's a game plan or anything else, close to his vest. He does trust certain people where he'll make a comment here or there. I've been fortunate that he's told me several things along the way that, you know, team-wise or whatever, because he and I have always had a Las Vegas understanding. Always have. What we say between each other stays between each other. It's always been like that. So I've never revealed anything that he has discussed beyond that. And so I don't expect to hear much of anything from him. I think the only way you're going to find out whether or not he has taken something is if the team announces, hey, he's coming here. Okay. I believe we have a caller at 800-795-9565. Hi, who do we have, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tony from Shamokin.
Hi, Tony. How are you, bud?
Good. What a lot of people are not including in this equation is Bill O'Brien left the pros to come to Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to Penn State, it was no sure thing.
Right.
He could have fell either way. And pretty much nobody would be talking about him today if it went the other way. Nobody knew that at the time.
Right. Well, you know what? He wasn't the head coach on the pro level, okay? Which is a little bit different. And also, he did come into a situation here where, unbeknownst to him, the rules were shaped in such a way that would force him to fail because of, obviously, the sanctions. Well, he's overcome all of that brilliantly, and because of that, I think, you know, he is somebody that is going to get a long, hard look from an NFL team for that reason. Look, if I'm owning an NFL team, I want to talk to him, in all fairness. I would want to talk to him. I would want to find out if he wanted to talk to me.
Right. Yeah, I can understand all of that. And there are a lot of coordinators on the NFL level and a lot of other coaches available.
Question. Yep.
There are people, and I listen to them, and like you said, Steve, nobody knows what they're really talking about. Bill O'Brien knows.
Exactly.
He knows what's in his heart. And his wife, don't forget, she had a taste of the pros. Maybe she said, hey, listen, I don't want to go through that again. You're never home.
I mean, you don't know. But here's the other part, too. Let me throw something else out there for you. This is something that's been pushed pretty hard by the media, especially in Houston. Because who was the guy that has already interviewed for the job? Lovie Smith. Who's a really, 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 really good coach. Okay? There's no question about that. He's an outstanding coach. But he is the opposite in personality of Bill. Lovie Smith is a very stoic, staid guy. Bill is a fiery personality. And I think sometimes you have people that see something like that, and they see the two personalities, and that's the kind of personality that maybe the media wants.
That is what the media wants, something to write about. Lovie Smith, there's nothing to write about. I mean, you're right, he's a great coach. But he don't create any excitement really off the field.
He is a very stoic, staid guy. He's a steady guy, without question. Now, is that a, quote, sexy pick for the Houston Texans to make? He might be a great pick. right? But he's not the sexy pick. And Bill, with that fire, that passion, and so forth, whom I personally think is a better coach than Lovie Smith, but that's just my personal preference, still brings some things to the table that they're going to love.
Earlier today, I heard Tony Dungy's name come up with Houston. Have you heard that?
No, I have not. But you know what? I can't picture him coaching again. You know, there's just something about you watch him on NBC. His name's been brought up for how many other jobs, and he never seems to interview for any jobs. And that's what makes me wonder that maybe his heart's not there anymore.
Could be. But, I mean, I hope Bill stays, but he's got to do what he for himself.
I mean, Bill's got to do – yeah, Bill has to do what's best for himself, Colleen, Jack, and Michael. And it may be here, Tony, and it may not.
That's right. And we just can hope it what is, but, you know, we'll go on.
Yeah, I mean, look, he stays. I think he's going to be a huge success here. If he doesn't stay, I would wish him nothing but the best, because I think he is, beyond being a coach, he's just a terrific guy for me to deal with. I just genuinely like the man as a person.
To me, he's a perfect fit for Penn State.
I do. I'm with you, Tony. I agree with that completely. Now he has to make an important decision.
Right. Hope for the best. Hey, have a happy new year if I don't talk to you before that.
Hey, Tony, it's always a pleasure. Happy new year to you. We'll come back and wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, down the stretch we come in this particular week. Steve Jones, Cody Jade, Bob Buhner, as we roll through this afternoon together. Tony Romo is not going to play on Sunday. Surgery today. Kyle Orton's going to be the quarterback.
How about a prediction on that game?
I think Philadelphia won. I thought Philadelphia would win the entire time. I'm going to stick that way.
How about Steelers?
Oh, Steelers will win, but they won't make the playoffs.
Too many other things have to happen?
Yeah, too many. It's too long a road. In fact, I think the team that could be the block for them is San Diego. The Dolphins may very well beat the Jets, but I think San Diego's they're going to be Kansas City.
Hey, I was just thinking. Here's a prediction for you and your family. I'm betting you may have to go out to eat tonight. Because Kevin has probably cleaned your refrigerator and your beer refrigerator and every morsel of food that's in your house.
Honestly, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
The impact of one visit for an hour can just devastate an entire household.
It was unbelievable. I mean, really, it was sad. Cody, it was like being over in the Sunbury Broadcasting Commissary.
I know. I have to deal with Kevin every day.
You know, the other part of it is he told me, I asked him how he was driving out to your house today, you know, and he told me Route 45. I had the sobriety checkpoint from my friends at the state police set up right on this side of Mifflinburg for him, and he foiled that by taking Interstate 80.
Yeah, he did. He did. But Kevin and the chief will be, I think they're probably just getting there now. They'll be set up and set to go. Talk with Timmy Four, and then 6:30 will be the airtime tonight, 7 o'clock the tip-off, when they take on the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. Bob, great weekend.
Thank you, Steve. Great weekend to you.
Cody, great weekend to you.
Thank you. You as well.
And Allie Stevens, of course, taking care of the news this afternoon as well. Great weekend to her.
What a great team here at Sunbury Broadcasting.
No question about that, Bob. The best to be a part of. And today's show has been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Beverages, snacks. I mentioned beer, by the way. Great selection. Wide array. Fresh hot roasted peanuts, pickle bar, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Stock up for the weekend. Great to be here in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Monday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.